Good morning, Steve Sherlock here from the unseasonably warm Franklin, Mass. It's going to be about 70 degrees Fahrenheit today. A little bit unusual for November, but you know, the weather is what it is. You got to take it and deal with it. So that's what it is. The leaves are continuing to change. The leaves are continuing to fall, hence the other name for fall, other than autumn. It's been a busy time. Election day. Franklin local elections were just held on November 3rd. I was hoping for a better voter turnout. We had 14 candidates for town council for 9 seats. 8 candidates for school committee for 7 seats. 4 candidates to elect the first new town clerk in 30 plus years. I was thinking that all those factors would bring out the vote. But alas, no, not really. Only about 18% turned out. Better than the last time, but not as good as 4 years ago, the last time the town clerk was elected. Clerk goes on a 4-year schedule. Town council and school committee goes on a 2-year schedule. Last election on the 2-year schedule was about a 12% turnout, so 18% is better. But 4 years ago, it was about a 22% turnout. And at 18%, no. I was hoping more for 30 or 40, but as I wrote on Franklin Matters, money is what brings out the vote, and it's unfortunate, but that's exactly what it is. There's a distinct parallel. So in a presidential election, when effectively the president, with all due respect, has very little to do with the town of Franklin, but the election money on the campaigns and ads, et cetera, is overwhelming, we get an 80-plus percent for a presidential election. At the state level, in the other 2 years, so in the off years of a presidential, although there's still significant money for the state positions, governor race, etc., we get about a 60% turnout, plus or minus. Good round numbers, 60%. For an actual vote by the town for an override category, you know, when the town actually has to vote on the money, we get about a 40% turnout. But for the normal day-to-day business, everyday work, town council, school committee, they're the ones who manage the $100 million plus budget. They're the ones who raise the taxes 2.5% automatically every year. 20% turnout on an average, and we hit 18 this time. There was also a Ford Hall Forum event on Thursday night, which unfortunately due to some work commitments I had signed up for but then couldn't go to, that was going to have a panel discussion addressing low engagement for municipal elections. I really wish they had put it before the election instead of after. But it was held. At least there's folks trying to address that. Supposedly it was recorded. Hopefully we'll be able to find out what the recording says, see if they have any insights. The other piece that I was putting together from some of the comments through the social channels, Facebook in particular, two factors. Clearly, while schools were not in session, thereby the parents were home with the kids, or babysitters were home with the kids, whatever the situation is, some of the parents, etc., understandably, were not necessarily going to bring their kids to the voting polls. Those that did found it a good experience. And I think getting to the youth early on is a ray of hope. There was at least a couple who indicated that when they did bring their kids, they seemed engaged, it was new, it was different, it was exciting, and of course it always is the first time around. But it was also helpful to find out that at least one of them said when the kids had come back, After the experience, they were found playing an election. They were making ballots and using their toys to create an election. That is what we need. That can help. It's a civic duty, yes, we all know that. But we really need to address the what's in it for me. And we need to understand that connection between this is my vote and this is my taxes, and there's a correlation between the two. And until we really address that, we'll probably still have low municipal elections, low voter turnout. So that's what I've been stirring with recently. In addition to the normal work duties, putting together, fine-tuning, negotiating, collaborating around an information protection plan. There's already plenty of work underway with the risk, compliance, and privacy folks, but trying to make that a cohesive effort, make it a simple and single approach. That's where the challenge is. So that's what I'm doing on this warm November day, where I happen to have a work at home, so I can take the walk this morning, enjoy the weather. I'll probably get a walk at lunch, get my steps in. So what are you doing? What are you up to? What's it like in your local community when it comes time to election? Do you have a low turnout? Do you have a big turnout? What are you doing? Let's see if we can get a conversation around, you know, developing some best practices. What are your thoughts? What are your ideas in terms of getting people out to vote? Because the vote really is important. Clearly, as you see in the papers, people around the world are fighting for the right to vote. We have it. We don't execute it. We need to. We need to. All right, so that's all for today. This is Steve Sherlock from Franklin, Mass. For Steve's 2 cents. Be good, behave. Till next time, enjoy whatever the weather is in your area. It's warm here. Take care.